From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between May 13th through May 15th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Brian Nearing reported at Capital Confidential that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office last week asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to delay action on its December 2014 approval of the 125-mile Constitution Pipeline. Last month, the State Department of Environmental Conservation denied environmental permits to the project, which would bring natural gas to Schoharie County from Pennsylvania. Schneiderman also urged FERC to consider fining the company up to $1 million a day if it turns out developers encourage landowners along the pipeline route to cut down trees before they receive state permits. The Attorney General's office conducted a two-month investigation into the pipeline project, finding evidence of tree cutting, road building, and heavy equipment use in state-protected streams and wetlands. Claire Hughes reported in the Times Union, as of Sunday afternoon, volunteers, forest rangers, and law enforcement officers were combing the Catskills in search for a lost zebra. The five-month-old animal was spooked and broke away from its owner, Richard Meyer, while at the Bailiwick Animal Park and Riding Stables last week. Meyer said he acquired the zebra the day before from an older gentleman whose medical issues left him unable to take care of the animal. Meyer said the zebra is the size of a large pony with the traditional black and white stripes. It was last seen on state hiking trails near Palinville, a couple of miles from the ranch. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said he hoped someone in the search party finds the zebra before an unaware hunter does. He said, and I quote, "With all the turkey hunters in the woods and stuff, hopefully we can find this thing for him," end quote. The Daily Freeman reported that the Hudson Flag Day Parade will be held on June 11th, and organizers are seeking individuals or groups who would be interested in participating. They say they are looking for any interested groups, including community groups, churches, fire companies, youth groups, and businesses. Participants can march, enter a vehicle, or build a float. Information is available at HudsonFlagDayParade.org. W.T. Eckert reported for the Johnson News Service that a St. Lawrence County jury last week returned a verdict of guilty in the sex abuse trial of former Dutchess County legislator Michael N. Kelsey. The former Republican State Assembly candidate was found guilty of sexual abuse and attempted sexual assault, both felonies. The incident that led to the charges occurred in August of 2015 when Kelsey was leading a Boy Scout troop from Fishkill on a week-long stay at a camp located between Cranberry Lake and Pierceville. Kelsey will be held in jail without bail until his July the 8th sentencing. The Daily Freeman reported that Ulster County says a test of the water in the county-owned building at 50 Center Street in Ellensville last month showed no excessive level of lead. The test was conducted by Environmental Lab Works Incorporated, the county said. News of the Ellensville test result came just days after the county reported water in 17 county-owned or leased buildings showed lead levels in the water at or above the EPA cutoff mark. 16 of the buildings are located in the city of Kingston, one in the town of Ulster. The county believes the lead problems reported came from pipes in the buildings, not the municipal water sources. The Zephyr Teach Out campaign announced last week that she and fellow Democrat Will Yandick will hold three debates next month. None of the debates will be held in the immediate area. The first will be held on June the 7th in Woodstock with Brian Hollander of the Woodstock Times moderating. The second, June the 8th, will be held in Oneata and will be moderated by the League of Women Voters. And a televised debate on June the 15th will be broadcast on Time Warner Cable with Liz Benjamin, editor-in-chief of Time Warner's State of Politics, as moderator. Teach Out and Yandick face off in the June 28th primary for the Democratic line in the general election. The winner will compete with the winner of the Republican primary, either John Faso or Andrew Haney, to replace U.S. Representative Chris Gibson in the 19th congressional district. Yandick will be a guest on All Together Now on WGXC at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 17th. The Register Star reported that the American Farmland Trust has announced $110,000 in grants to the Columbia Land Conservancy and five other partner organizations in the Hudson Valley FarmLink Network. The FarmLink Network was founded in 2014 and is dedicated to connecting farmers and non-farming landowners of agricultural land. In the last 2 years, the network has worked in collaboration with groups like the Columbia Land Conservancy to train 600 farmers and landowners in transferring farms and farm leasing and help more than 75 farmers find land. The new grants will enable the Conservancy and its partner organization, Dutchess Land Conservancy, to work directly with farmers and landowners to facilitate the transfer of farmland to the next generation of farmers. And for our final story, Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that more than 300 students graduated from the Columbia Green Community College on Saturday, May the 14th. College President James Campion conferred, and Phyllis Carito, Vice President and Dean of Academic Affairs, presented to candidates with 95 Associate in Arts degrees, 144 Associates in Science, 56 Associate in Applied Science, and 4 Associates in Occupational Science, as well as 28 certificates. Student speaker Brianna Masonbacher told her classmates and hundreds of family members that the diversity of their journeys united them and that their time of discovery together was meant to prepare them for a future of accomplishment. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 61 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Sunrise today was at 5:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:12 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 16th day of May, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.